A jury has found Seth Mazzaglia, the 31-year-old Dover man accused of killing and raping 19-year-old UNH student Lizzie Marriott, guilty of all charges, including first-degree murder. NHPR's Emily Corwin was at the Stratford County Courthouse for the verdict in this high-profile case.
After Lizzie Marriott died, investigators didn't find a body. They also didn't find any direct evidence of murder. So a guilty verdict in this trial would depend entirely on the credibility of the crime's only eyewitness, Kat McDonough, the now 20-year-old ex-girlfriend of Seth Mazzaglia. The problem was that McDonough had spread a web of lies in the wake of Lizzie Marriott's death. Would the jury trust her sworn testimony? In this case, the answer seems to be yes. Early Friday afternoon, defendant Seth Mazzaglia arrived at the courthouse to hear the verdict. The clerk read the first charge to the jury's foreperson.
In the matter of State versus Seth Mazzaglia, the first charge, purposeful first-degree murder by strangulation. Do you find the defendant guilty or not guilty?
Guilty.
Guilty is the verdict of purposeful first-degree murder by strangulation. So say you all, members of the jury.
Yes.
The jury also found Mazzaglia guilty of knowingly committing the murder before, after, or during a felonious sexual assault. They found him guilty of conspiracy to commit tampering with witnesses or informants, and finally, conspiracy to commit falsification of physical evidence. As the jury read the verdict, Mazzaglia stood reactionless in his characteristic black vest. After, in a room across from the courtroom, the victim's father, Bob Marriott, read a prepared statement. A guilty verdict, he said, is what his family had hoped for.
Unfortunately, a trial, even with a conviction, cannot console us over the loss of Lizzie. We will always miss her and wonder what could have been. In fact, the trial has been torturous for us. The truth of what happened to Lizzie is horrendous. And every time it has been told, it has reinforced the despair that we feel.
During the trial, the defense played footage from before Kat McDonough's arraignment, when she had come to the public defender's office and told investigators that Lizzie Marriott's death was an accident, that it had taken place while the two women were having consensual sex.
Seth was, like, sitting, and the two of us are kind of just goofing around, going at it, and it definitely... There was contact between the two of us.
Once on the stand, McDonough told jurors the consensual sex story in the video was a lie she had told to protect her then-boyfriend, Mazzaglia. But the defense used the possibility that Lizzie Marriott had consented to rough sex to argue reasonable doubt. And that, Lizzie Marriott's father, Bob, says, was the most emotionally distressing part of the trial for the Marriott family.
Blaming a victim who is unable to defend herself is a typical ploy used by defense teams. If you were dead, you cannot correct a mischaracterization.
Ultimately, Bob Marriott and the prosecuting attorney, Assistant AG Jeffrey Ward, thanked the 16 jurors for their time during a trial that lasted nearly a month.
We appreciate the service rendered by the jurors in this case. The trial took longer than anticipated, and throughout they were diligent and attentive.
Seth Mazzaglia's sentencing will take place at a later date. But in New Hampshire, the automatic sentence for first-degree murder is life in prison without parole. For NHPR News, I'm Emily Corwin.